It's 8:30 on WBEV, and it's a Party Line morning. Very happy to have joining me on WBEV this morning the county clerk from Dodge County, Danielle Van Egtern. Danielle, good morning and welcome to our airwaves.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. I wanted to just briefly mention to our listeners, we normally invite people to check in and send me a text with any questions. Our talk and text line is down this morning. So again, my apologies to listeners who may have wanted to ask you a question that way. But hopefully I've got plenty of questions. I know you've got lots of information to share with our listeners as we lead up to the November election. First of all, quickly, Danielle, what is the county clerk's role, particularly when it comes to voting here in Dodge County?
So the county clerk's role is administering elections in Dodge County. I'm the chief election official for the county. So everywhere from getting nomination papers and certifying candidates to ordering ballots, everything, and supporting my municipal clerks and making sure that they have everything they need with their poll workers on election day to ensure the safety and security of elections.
So the village clerks, the city clerks, they're on the front lines. They're actually there on the polling places come November 5th. You're sort of helping them implement safe and fair elections across the county.
Correct. Yep. And supporting them with their needs and making sure that they have the materials and the supplies for everything to go smoothly that day.
How'd you find yourself in the county clerk's chair here in Dodge County?
Well, I was the chief deputy county clerk prior to Karen's retirement, which I think most people probably know. And then in May, I was appointed to fulfill the remainder of her term. The biggest thing is November of 2020 was my first election that I ever was able to work in the county clerk's office. Mm-hmm. And I knew from that point on that this is what I was supposed to do. This is what I was made to do.
That's great. Again, Danielle Van Egtern, my guest. She's on the phone with me this morning here on Party Line, and we've got a lot of information I know Danielle wants to share about voting in the upcoming election. We were chatting before we went on the air. Danielle, what are some of the important points that you would like to get out to Dodge County voters and our listeners this morning? What are some of the important things you'd like to make sure everyone's aware of?
So for voters, first thing is make sure you get on to the myvote.wi.gov and register early. In-person absentee voting does start October 22nd. So if there's, we know everybody has lives, everybody has things going on, and if you just don't think that you can make it to the polls on election day, there is that other option of in-person absentee voting. You just would need to contact your municipal clerk in order to find the times that they have available. I highly suggest getting out and voting on election day, but if you can't, please get out and do it in-person absentee with your clerk. It's an important process, and it's a part of your civic duty, so I want to increase voter participation in general. And also make sure that you have your photo ID on election day and beforehand. If you don't have a Wisconsin driver's license, state ID, or one of the other ID options, there is still time to make it to the DMV to get an ID for that day. There's still time to do that, and I highly encourage everybody to take the time and do it.
Okay, thanks. Let me ask you a couple of questions. Are the rules the same in each municipality across Dodge County, or does each village, each city, each township set their own schedules, etc.? Do the rules change from community to community?
So the rules are the same. The rules are the same in how we run elections across not just Dodge County, but also the state. When it comes to in-person absentee voting and the hours that location is open, that is going to depend on your clerk, but election day voting hours and the rules, or we administer elections to the state statute, and so those are going to be the same no matter where you are voting that day.
So, for example, I need an ID if I want to vote in person, but the hours when there might be in-person absentee voting before Election Day is going to depend on which township or which village I happen to be living in.
Correct. Yep.
Okay. Let me ask you this as a general question. Mm-hmm. We have a presidential election. I know there are, referendum questions in some municipalities, et cetera. Lots of things coming up in November. But more in general, have any of the rules changed since, I guess, 2 years ago when we had the midterm elections? Are there any significant changes statewide, countywide, that people maybe should be aware of?
No. The rules are the same. It's just like I tell our municipal clerks, an election is an election. This November is just, it's another election. Do the same thing, same processes, same thing, just do it again another time.
Okay. Again, Danielle Van Echtern is the Dodge County Clerk, again joining me this morning here on WBEV's Party Line. You mentioned vote.gov, I believe, is the website you referenced. I'm going to go through a number of different kind of questions and maybe suggestions as far as who and where people should turn if they have a question. Your thought was, or your suggestion was, as far as getting registered, should they start at vote.gov? Should they start at a website? Is that where you're referring them?
So it's myvote.wi.gov.
Let me give you an opportunity to clearly state that one more time, since I was misstating the website. What's the website you're referring to?
Yeah, it's myvote.wi.gov.
Ah, okay.
And that is where I would tell voters to start their process of getting registered. It's super easy, very user-friendly, and there you can register to vote. You can also, you can see your polling locations. You can see what is on your ballot. It's gonna be the best information source for any voter to start at if they have questions about what's coming up on their ballot. And any other information that they need about their polling location, your clerk's phone number, who your municipal clerk is.
Okay, if I'm not sure if I'm registered or not, let's address that one. I'm not sure if I'm ready. I haven't voted in a few elections. Is that also a place to check whether I am or am not already on the rolls?
Absolutely. Yep. So if on the myvote.wi.gov, you can also see past elections you have voted in.
Oh, okay. Obviously not my actual votes, but the fact that I did cast ballots is also recorded there as well.
Correct. Yep.
Okay.
Yes. Yep, and it would tell you if you're currently registered. It would also, if you are currently registered but you moved or you've gotten married, you can also update your current voter registration on that website as well.
Okay. How about if my question has to do with the real specifics in, whichever, if I'm in Lowell or I'm here in Beaver Dam or I'm in Horicon, if I want to know about when and where I maybe can come into the office and cast a ballot, is that information there, or is that the kind of information that you would like them to contact you about, or should they check their own municipality?
Any. A voter is more than happy to do all three. They can contact me, and if I need to get them in touch with their municipal clerk, if it's something at that specific level I can, or if they have a question, they can absolutely reach out to me. their municipal clerk or going online to the My Vote. All three are a great option for any voter, and it's just going to depend on the voter and what's convenient for them and what technology they might have access to. So any avenue is welcome. We want people to be informed, and we want them to get the correct information. So if you need to give us a call, absolutely give us a call.
What about the specifics on my ballot in whatever town, whatever city I happen to be living in? Again, ballots change because of school district referenda and local election officials. What if I want to know, can I see my ballot somewhere so I know exactly what elections I'm voting in this year?
So there's a couple of ways that can be done as well. Yep. So your actual specific picture of your ballot, those not so much. However, it will tell you, the My Vote will tell you which races are on your ballot and if there's that referendum question. Also the type B notice, which is what we call the election insert, that will be coming in the mail shortly prior to the election as well. And that is going to list all of the races. And if there's one that's municipality-specific or school district-specific, it's going to list it on there. And reading through there, you'll be able to know what's going to be on your ballot as well. I also suggest that if you don't know what congressional district you're in or assembly district you're in, if you go on to our Dodge County website, there are maps that are available for voters to check. And that's also on the My Vote. It'll tell you right on there. This is your congressional. It'll list it for you.
All right. Again, I'm speaking on Party Line this morning with Dodge County Clerk Danielle Van Egtern. We're trying to get out as much information as we can to area voters about how they may go about casting their ballots in the November election. Do we have any statewide referendum questions on the November ballot? I know that sometimes is kind of confusing when people suddenly have a lot of reading to do. They know there's a presidential race. They know there's a Senate race. But are there any referendum questions we'll be voting on?
There is a statewide referendum question. Yes, there is.
Okay. And that information is readily available at the MyVoteWisconsin.gov as well?
Yep. Yes, it is.
Super. Let me mention that I have to take a brief time out. I want to thank Danielle Van Egtern for joining me this morning on Party Line. Danielle, if you want to take another sip on a cup of coffee, we're going to share these very important reminders with our listeners. We'll talk more about the upcoming election with Danielle in just 2 minutes. Gorgeous sunshine this weekend, and hopefully get an opportunity to enjoy some of the great late summer weather here in Dodge County. Dodge County Clerk Danielle Van Egtern is on the phone with me, my Party Line guest, and she's talking about things you need to know if you're interested in participating, as we hope you will, in the upcoming November election. Danielle, let me ask you a question, which is a little different from voting, I guess. I'm not sure that in our exchanges I ever mentioned, I've been a poll worker down in Wanakee for the last 4 or 5 years. I've always enjoyed that effort. How about someone who wants to get involved? I'm not now talking about one of our listeners casting a ballot, but are communities or municipalities in the area still looking for poll workers? How might I get involved if I wanted to participate that way in an upcoming election?
Yeah, and I just want to take a moment to say thank you. Thank you for the time that you've given to work the polls. It's not an easy gig. It's not for fame and fortune, that's for certain, but the poll workers, anywhere, they take the responsibility very seriously in ensuring that we have the safe and secure elections. And thank you so much for giving your time and serving your community in the past being a poll worker.
Danielle, I'm sorry. I was laughing at your thanking me because I just enjoy the work. But yes, the people who I have worked with at the polls for the last several years, oh boy, do they take it seriously. I was chuckling, and I didn't mean to make light of what you were saying. Yes, my experience is it's all taken very seriously.
Yeah, yes. And, you know, there is still time if somebody wants to get involved and they want to get in on the action that day. I would suggest reaching out to your municipal clerk to see if they are still looking for help. And we do provide poll worker training. So a poll worker doesn't show up that day and be, you know, blindsided. And they have training either in person with myself or doing some online classes. But yeah, there's still definitely time to get involved, and I encourage everybody to get involved if it's something that your schedule allows you to be able to do. Get in touch with your municipal clerk and see if on that day there's still something that can be done or a job that needs to be filled.
Okay. Yep. And some are more technical than others because I'm not technically inclined at all. But yes, if you would like to one way to find out more about our elections, obviously, is to volunteer or work in one and contact your local community about that. I asked you, Danielle, about how things might change. For example, some hours for the voting before November 11th might be different in a city or a township or in a city or in a village. But how about the ways that people cast ballots? Do I, as an individual, let's first of all talk about before the election, before November 5th. Are my options the same in every community in Dodge County as far as mailing, dropping ballots off, heading into the village office? Or is that also affected by the decisions made by each municipality? That's my first question.
So, yes and no.
Okay.
So, yes and no. So, on election day, your options are the same. Absentee voting, if you have requested an absentee ballot, the mailing it back, postage is provided by the municipality in order for you to send that ballot back. The option of dropping it off in like a night drop box or something of that sort, that's something that is determined by your local municipal clerk, and that would be a great question for your local clerk.
Okay. How about when it comes to my walking into the polling place in whatever town I live here in Dodge County, are all of the municipalities using the same technology? Are some people just using paper, or some people more technically adept? How does that vary from municipality to municipality across Dodge County?
Oh, so typically you're going to see mostly paper on election day. There is some municipalities who have a laptop with a printer set up to do election day registrations right there and use a laptop versus having to have voters write out all of their information. That's less common, though. You're going to commonly see, if you're not registered yet, you're registering that day, you're going to see where you're filling out the piece of paper, signing, and then we process those after and when we reconcile the election. But you're going to see the same equipment as in if you have an oval ballot, a paper ballot that you fill out and then you slip into the tabulator, or there is a touchscreen voting device where you can, it's like I say, if you can get money out of an ATM, you can use the touchscreen. And you go through, you pick your options, it prints your card, you can review your options on that card and see that they are the choices or the candidates that you chose, mm-hmm. and then you slip that into the tabulator too. And every polling location is going to have those choices.
And that as I understand it, because I've seen people using those, really great for people who have maybe some visual handicaps or some other physical difficulties. Another reason for that kind of technology being available?
Yes. Yep. Yep. There is a keypad for voters who are visually impaired, or there's headphones. If for audio purposes, that machine really does truly give any voter the ability to vote. It's super handy, and like I said, it's so easy to use.
Now, if I recall correctly, the polls will close at 8 o'clock on November 5th. What happens then? What is the Dodge County Clerk's Office role once everybody who's wanted to cast their ballot has done so?
So, after 8 p.m., the clerks start to... finalize the election results with the tabulator, and they send us those results, and we're in the county clerk's office, we're getting the results that are coming in, and then we're also answering phone calls from each of the polling locations, because they're also calling us to verify and recheck that, yes, we got your results. They tell us over the phone what they're final numbers were, we verify it with what we received on our end, and then we go to work to posting them online and getting them out for Dodge County to see how they're coming in. And we will post reports periodically throughout the evening. It just depends on how many calls we're getting all at one time, you know, but
sure.
We'll work to get them out there as soon as we can, and just let everybody know that if you're wanting to see those results as they're coming in, go to our Dodge County website under the county clerk page and election results, and you can see them right there.
All the publicity, all the news coverage of elections in recent years has had, at least to my way of thinking, at least one apparent positive, which seems like we get more people voting. Is that your experience, too? The numbers, it seems like we have more people voting each election.
I agree. I would agree with you, absolutely. And it's part of what drives me to keep doing what I do, even though the election world has more, I guess, media attention and things like you've said, absolutely. But I do see that the numbers and the people participating in voting is going up, and it just makes me so happy to see that. A lot of people fought some really tough fights in order to give us the right to do it, and it really warms my heart to see that people are exercising their right to vote.
Danielle Van Egtern, my guest on Party Line this morning, I would like to ask you, do you have one or two concerns as we approach November 5th? Or do you have any recommendations, anything you want to pass along to voters here in Dodge County about how we can have another safe and fair election November 5th?
Yeah. You know, be informed. Be informed. Know what's on your ballot. Do your research. Do your research on your candidates. Then go into the voting place confident in your choices. They are secret ballots. People don't know how you're going to vote. So vote in the way that you want to vote, because that's what the process is about. And also just remember that our election heroes, our municipal clerks, our poll workers, my office, we work so hard for months ahead of time preparing for this one day. And please be kind. Like I said, poll workers and municipal clerks, it's not for the fame and fortune. We do it because we care and we want to serve our community in this important process. So I just want to remind everybody that let's celebrate the election day. Let's celebrate that we have this day, and please be kind to the poll workers and to each other. Everybody has the right in their opinion, and everybody has the right to vote how they want. So So I encourage everybody to build each other up to go and vote and be kind.
I only have about a minute or so because we've got Badger football coming up in just a little bit. Two things I want to be sure we get out. Danielle, you have mentioned a website for people want to check on their registration to register to vote. Let's give that website one more time so everybody can jot it down.
Absolutely. It is myvote, one word, myvote.wi.gov.
And then secondly, you've been very responsive when I've reached out to you, and I appreciate that, Danielle. If folks have questions of the Dodge County Clerk's Office, how do they go about reaching you?
Oh, that's a great question. So they can either call my office at 920-386-3601, or they can reach out to us via email at clerk@co.dodge.wi.us.
Thank you, Danielle. Appreciate you joining me this morning here on WBEV.
Thank you so much, and have fun at the Badger game.
That sounds like a great idea. The Badger game coming up in just under a minute. Our pregame coverage on WBEV after we update you on the weekend weather.